Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us for a special edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
The Sabres have hired Ralph Kruger to be their new head coach, certainly an outside-the-box hire. Many fans had never heard of Ralph Kruger. Most of us assumed GM Jason Botterill would hire someone with a longer NHL head coaching resume. What led to the decision that Kruger was the right man for the job?
Well, he's certainly an intriguing guy with a lot of varied experience, a lot of experience you don't see in an NHL coach. I mean, he just came from 5 years of running a soccer team in England. I mean, it's almost bizarre that they're hiring a head coach from a soccer team. But, I mean, he's basically a hockey lifer, and I think they just like that varied experience he has. They like his communication skills. They like his international experience. He spent about 12 years leading Team Switzerland, the Swiss upset Team Canada in the 2006 Olympics. And they like that he has that experience on the bench in the international tournaments, the short tournaments, the Olympics, the World Championships. He got results from a country that's not known as really a hockey power, and that was impressive to the Sabres.
Well, tell us more about that resume. A lot of experience coaching the international game, but only half a season as an NHL coach.
Right. He was head coach of the Oilers in 2012-13, the lockout shortened 48-game season. He got decent results from a young club that I don't think a lot was expected of. They might have even overachieved a little bit. But the Oilers fired him after one season. He was an associate coach there for two seasons. So this is unique hire. You don't see NHL head coaches hired usually after only 3 years on the bench, no minor experience, no experience as an NHL player. You'd be hard-pressed to come up with another one in recent years. But what we're learning about him is that he had a lot of ties to the NHL, to high-level hockey, even when he was with the soccer club. I mean, he coached Team Europe at the World Cup of Hockey 3 years ago. They kind of became the darling of the tournament. They went all the way to the final, and he probably, quite honestly, doesn't get the Sabres gig without coaching Team Europe a few years ago. He worked as a consultant for the Hurricanes. He worked with Team Canada for the Olympic Games in 2014. He kept a lot of close connections to NHL coaches. So he's been involved in hockey all along.
Well, what can you tell us about Kruger's coaching style, his strengths, his philosophy?
Well, I haven't seen him in action yet, but from everything I've heard, from what he said, what Jason Botterill said, it seems like he's a very good communicator, a very good listener. And it almost sounds cliche, but a lot of coaches don't communicate. They can't get their message through. A lot of coaches, they're stubborn. They don't want to listen. So if he's what he says he is, I think that'll be good for the Sabres. That's not to say his predecessors weren't good listeners or good communicators, but I think if he's what everyone says he is, I think it'll be good for the Sabres. And as far as style, I mean, he said what you would expect. He said that he wants the Sabres to play fast. I think he's known more for being maybe a defensive coach, but I think you have to play fast in the modern NHL, and it's up to him to adapt his style to his talent, and I think right now that's what he plans to do. And maybe he can bring some structure to the Sabres, because they certainly need it. I mean, we've heard this basically with every coach that's come in over the last 5 or 6 years, that they'll bring more structure, discipline, but we haven't seen it for any prolonged period of time. So if he can bring a rigid structure to the Sabres and have them execute it consistently, I mean, that'll go a long, long way.
Well, looking at the bigger picture, this is six coaches now in the last 6 years, a team that hasn't made the playoffs in eight seasons. We expect a good amount of roster turnover. Jeff Skinner still unsigned. Many challenges await this new coach.
Oh, plenty of challenges. I mean, the Sabres, yes, they do have a good core of young talent with Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart, Rasmus Dahlin, and others. But all that said, he's walking into a mess. I mean, the Sabres had really another terrible season last year. I mean, they finished dead last three times in 6 years. I mean, they haven't made the playoffs in 8 years. And while there's that staple of talent, This is a tough pull. I mean, it's not the most attractive job in the NHL, and he has his work cut out for him. I mean, we have a 59-year-old who's coached 48 games in the NHL taking over one of the league's worst teams. So, I mean, the odds are stacked against him, but as we've said, it's a unique hire. I wasn't expecting it, but he's an intriguing guy, and when you look at the Sabres in recent years, they've tried everything. Phil Housley was the hot coaching candidate 2 years ago. the hot assistant. The Sabres went out and got him. I mean, Dan Bylsma was an established coach who had won a Stanley Cup. Ted Nolan was a former coach of the year the Sabres brought back. I mean, nothing has worked for them, so why not try something else?
And as you said, after the season, if Botterill misses on this pick, that's likely it for him.
Right. I mean, this is his second kick at the can and very likely his last. If Ralph Kruger turns out to be a poor hire, if the Sabres don't show notable improvement within a year or so, I mean, that could be the end of Jason Botterill in Buffalo. But give Jason Botterill credit. I mean, he went outside the box with a unique hire when there's a ton of pressure on him. We figured he would hire a veteran. We just didn't expect a veteran like Ralph Kruger.
Bill Hoppe, thanks for your insight.
Thank you, Omar.